Discuss today for a little bit this review on this fantastic new book that came out in the beginning of end of the summer, Living with Honesty. What this is Rabbi Leibowitz together with Akiva Lane. I don't know who Akiva Lane, I know Rabbi Leibowitz. He
just came out
about 2 months ago. About 2 months ago. It is a collection of she'elos that were asked to Rabbi Belsky about Dinei Mimoinites, Dinei Choshe Mishpat, and Dinei de Malchus Dina, that he responded. I'm assuming that where these shailas come from, where Belsky used to give for many years, he used to give an open question, a Q&A sessions. You can ask him anything you want. And many questions were related to Choshe Mishpat Shailas, Dinei de Malchus Dina. There are other things that are written down in Shevet HaLevi. He put out a sefer right before he was nifter. They published some of his tshuvas, some of the things that he published. 2 years before he was nifter. And whatever, they have tapes, they have other things. I think he has friends, he asked people, people submitted personal shilas. The whole day people will come ask him shilas. People, they sent in different shilas that they asked him and what he said. They have a collection. So we have over here a whole book on questions and answers. Really, it's like a discussion. It's a very nice format. It's not like question-answer. It's more like a conversation to some degree of a record of different events where they ask them questions. Many of the things here are outdated because of technology. It's very clear. A lot of the things will be like you're reading a shaila that is like mamash from the 70s. Collect calls. Like, you know, there's certain things which clearly these things don't exist. Even parking meters don't, you know, coins. And the whole New York City, I don't think there's even one parking meter you put in a quarter anymore. Okay, those things are gone.
Oh, sure.
There are where?
Oh, definitely.
You quarters?
You can always put in a quarter. You don't have money.
Yeah, you can.
Go on MUM.
You get a ticket.
Yeah, but you still put in
you
money.
Put the ticket. You put the ticket in your car. You put the ticket. You put a quarter in. You print out a tzetel, and you put the tzetel. That's a difference. So the shaila is. So today the shaila is: can I give my tzetel to someone else? Let's talk about that shaila. Okay. Here's a shaila. Okay. Shaila. So listen, shaila. This is a modern shaila. And he passes him an old shaila. I go and they back in some stores. They did this for a little bit. I thought it was a chil Hashem. I put in a dollar into. I don't even do this anymore. Now I use my smartphone. Right. Anyone do that? I have the app. Yeah. It's Mechaya. You park.
Yeah, but the difference between using the app and not using the app is, let's say you put it in for the full time.
Yeah.
And then you want to extend it. You can't do it.
For 2 hours, you can't extend it.
You can't extend it, but if you
ticket
with a ticket, nothing. Just get another ticket.
So just do it for 2 hours and then buy a ticket for the next 2 hours.
Or keep buying tickets. Tickets you can buy one.
Keep them buying one after the other.
And tickets are transferable from.
Oh, that's the question. No, that is the question. So someone asked him, are you allowed to? I buy a ticket. I finished. I'm allowed to give the ticket to the next guy. I have 15 minutes. So I only need to be there for 10 minutes. I'm allowed to give my ticket. It could be that technically, now this is very interesting about what comes out a lot. It could very well be that according to the letter of the law, okay, get into a lot of trouble some of these things. Letter of the law, it's not transferable. I don't know. You have to go look up what it says, what the laws are. It's not. You're not supposed to give your ticket to someone else. Even when you buy a ticket over here, you want to go to another location. Can you take the ticket from this location to another location? It says on the ticket where the ticket was issued. So if can I give it? So he said, listen, I don't know the laws and our laws. A lot of things he said like this. It's not reasonable. Sometimes when the law is so outrageous, like he basically says, it's not reasonable that you always have to adhere to the very, very, very strict standard of the law. He says, I don't understand. Years ago, you go put a quarter in the meter. You put in the meter. The olden days when you had real meters, free the gadar, real meters. You put in 4 quarters, and the guy he leaves the store after 15 minutes. You come there, you park the car. Wow, my lucky day. There's still a half an hour left in this. Remember those days?
Yeah, sure.
I remember those days. What you're going to tell me now that you have to go mail into the city, 75 cents to the city? Ridiculous. Your lucky day. What?
Well, you have to add another 75 cents.
It's ridiculous. If you guy goes and he pays the meter and you come now and you come there, the meter is still going for another 4 hours. Of course you have to go. It's ridiculous. Don't tell tell me what the laws are. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So he says, that's the way everybody says, it's ridiculous. If you go and you're coming out, the guy has a ticket. It was paid for. It was paid for. So the person went and he paid for himself. So now you have a few more minutes. He says, there's no, he doesn't believe that there should be a prohibition in halacha for you to take the ticket from the previous guy and put it in your car. If you're going to make a bid, he doesn't say this, if you're going to make a business out of this, there are some stores, there's some very busy stores, and they leave on the counter. They make it into mamash, a big business, not a business. They have on the counter mamash, a place where you come in. I don't know how it works exactly, and everyone puts in their old tickets that are still time on, so the next customer can take it, that and that. That's already a shtigl chil Hashem. That's already going overboard. That's abusing the system, and that is awesome. That theme comes out in these shaylas over and over again. Mamish, every shayla is the same thing. All these shaylas. A small amount, it is a given, there's leeway. It's a davar because the whole world does it. Don't tell me what the government says. Yeah, yeah.
If you have an easy pass,
Yeah.
And you give it to a different car.
Yeah.
A different car goes through.
Yeah.
You'll get a notice in the mail saying this car is not registered to yours.
How do they know?
Because they read the license plate. And you have your easy pass.
Every time you go through easy pass, they take both, they match it up.
Right.
Or,
yes. And the note says you have 30 days to register this car onto your account, and then you don't have to pay. Otherwise, you have to pay $150.
Whoa, $150.
Yeah. But you can register as many cars as you want.
But you're registering after you already went.
They're really cracking down, you're saying. You're saying they're really cracking down. Are you telling me? You're telling me every time you go through an easy pass, they take a picture of your license and they go, they match it up?
And if you find someone's been murdered, you can see the picture of the guy who left.
It's a lot of effort, even for the computer, to match up the license plate with your easy pass.
They don't have, that's the invasion of privacy. When you're going down the West Side Highway, along the way, there are meters that take down your car number. Even
right.
They don't use it.
This camera, but that's not required to do OCR on your license plate and match it up every time you go through a meter. It's far-fetched.
There's no choice. There are people that especially did not want to go into the easy pass system. They didn't want the government to know where they are. And that is no choice.
No choice. They say openly is that all over the wherever you turn, you don't know about it. Secretly, there are computers that are tracking your easy pass.
Right.
They know where you are.
Even if your phone's off, by the way.
The phone, but your car, they're not charging you money. Only when you go over the bridge or go over the tunnel, they charge you money. But all over the city, they know where you are. They know that this car has just gone through this intersection. That's the way
it
is.
In New Haven, every corner has cameras.
Yeah.
And they offer the state of Connecticut that we will use it for red light tickets, whatever. But we want to get some money. The state said no. All the money goes to the state. And so New Haven says we're not sharing our information. We don't care.
That's pretty interesting. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Another shot. Another demo. What about jaywalking? The Israel Belsky. Are you allowed to? Are you allowed 3 o'clock in the morning? Are you allowed to go across the street and it says don't walk? Are you allowed to go over Coney Island Avenue to go across the street when it says don't walk? No walk. Let's first start walking. Are you allowed to walk? So he say a lot of the thought of this are very logical. He says. It's illegal. You know, technically, they can come, they can arrest you, they can give you a fine. Have you ever seen in Brooklyn a policeman giving a person a ticket for jaywalking? Where, in a situation where he's not putting anyone in sakana. You go, it's a Sunday morning, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going to shul 7 o'clock in the morning to your Israel of Midwood, 7 o'clock Sunday morning, there's not a car in sight, you look there, Coney Island, it says don't walk, you cross. Do you really think the police are going to give you a ticket? Has ever happened once that the city of New York has given a person a ticket for going across to you and it says don't walk? Maybe when there's a lot of traffic and the person is walking and is causing sakana, maybe then. They're never giving tickets. It goes to show that the government is in these type of situations. Yadavar Yadua, they don't give tickets for this. They don't, even though the law says it's illegal. They don't give you a summons for doing something like this. So it shows that there is a degree of leeway, and you're not in violation of the halacha of Dina de Malchus Dina. Whereas you should know that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it seems, is very makbid on this. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he quotes here in the footnote, says he did not walk across the street if it said don't walk. He held the Dina Malchus Dina, even though there are no cars coming. Dina de Malchusa Dina dictates, you gotta follow the law of the land. Ad kdei kach. It's very, I knew a person, he's no longer living, he would not walk across the street, a private street, between 17th Street, between I and J, going across from 17th to 18th, if it said don't walk. I'll walk home with him. You drive me mad. He's not walking across a little street. It's such so religious. Like, come on, Din the Malchus Adina. Someone actually told me the story that he was Rav Aaron Kola. He used to draw Rav Aaron Kola here and there once in a while. This person is no longer living. He says he told Rav Aaron Kola. He says when there's a red light. He says, oh, Vayomer Edoim Loi Savar Bi. Rav Aaron Kola left. He had Hanoah from the
vine. Somebody else who did that also. He was walking down the Chicago.
Yeah.
On the Lower East Side. It's a red light. So we have to wait. He says, why? Because it says in the positive.
Vayoymer Edim Wasabi. Now, on the other hand, he asked him the next shot, and this is the more difficult shayla. What about going through a red light? This is a little bit outdated because today there are cameras wherever you go. But let's say you have a situation where you know there's no camera, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, or whatever it is, and as far as you're concerned, there's no one's coming to arrest you. Are you allowed to go through a red light? So here already it says, in the city, in New York City, it's considered to be a very serious violation of the law to go through a red light any time in the day, even if no one is watching. It's a davar yadua. It's a davar chomer. Mimel, it's aser. It's aser. Even though you want to be a smart aleck, you want to get away with it, you should know you are in violation of halacha. Dina de Malchusa Dina here is enforced. It is a violation of halacha to go through red light. To jaywalk in a situation where you're not putting anyone in sakon, it's a little private street, you're going across the street, it's ridiculous. Even though technically they can give you a summons for doing what you're doing, they've never done so, they never plan on doing so. Even why is it the law of the land? No one knows why, but that's what it is. It's not it's a male of that. You want to be a frumak. You want to be a frumak. You want to say Dina de Malchus Dina Sadif, I'm going to be machmer on this. No, I hold you're not over on the Isser Derais of Dina de Malchus Dina in that type of situation.
If you go through a red light camera, it's a civil thing, it's not a criminal. You don't get points. They only give the owner the
right. It's Dina de Malchus Dina.
No, even if they have your picture.
Doesn't matter.
Dina de Malchus. Okay, next Shaila. Now this is not from my belt. He has a lot of footnotes, a lot of other good notes. He says something very interesting. If you go, we live in a world, I know there are two types of drivers. Two types of drivers, people who live life. Some people, they trust everyone. Or you have a person, yeah, you're driving. I want to make a left turn. I can only make a left turn if I trust that the car that's coming in the other direction will slow down a little bit. Right? He's going 40 miles an hour. He's not allowed to be going 40 miles an hour. He's only allowed now 25 miles an hour. I want to make the left turn. If I want to make the left turn, it's going to be very, very tight. The amount of time, you make a cheshbon in your mind very quickly. So I have to trust that the car that's going 45 miles an hour will slow down to 30. If he doesn't slow down to 30, what are you talking about? It's meisim b'chol yom. All the time, a lot of people. If he does not slow down from 40 to 30, then that mamish an accident will be a very close call. So you see, then there are people, no, I don't trust no one. I don't trust. If the way things stand right now, the other driver has to do something, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait. So some people, they live on the edge. You go in a car service, you go with another driver, I'm mayor. I drive with a mayor. You drive like that. You turn, you make change in lanes. People who make change in lanes are very aggressive. A lot of drivers, the whole essence of driving is they have faith in man. It's incredible. They have enormous amount of faith in their fellow man. I'm going to do something which is dangerous. I'm only going to survive, and you're only going to survive. We're only going to survive if you react properly to my behavior. A very significant chunk of the population lives like this. Go watch what goes on. And then there are people, the grandmothers, and me, when you drive, you wait and you wait and you wait because I'm not taking any risks. I don't care. The guy is coming. I'm even not sure. I don't care. So I'll wait. I'll wait until the guy passes, until I make my left turn. So, Rav Belskin says, when you jaywalk, people jaywalk just like this. You go down the street, you see this all the time, people are driving, they mamish walk right in front of you, they don't care, what are you, crazy? What are you, out of your mind? My sin, b'chol, I don't have to tell you, you all know about this. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetz says, if you jaywalk in such a fashion, not only are you over on din de malchus sedina, not only are you a shaita because of chamira sakanta yosem esura, you're a gazlan. Why you're a gazlan? You've stolen the yishuv hadas of the other person. A person is driving the speed limit. He's doing, the government has given him reshus to do what he's doing. Now you meshugana, go do something very dangerous, relying upon that he's going to react in the proper way. You know, you're taking away from him the yishuv hadas that he is entitled to. Think about it, isn't that amazing? There's something called Gezel Shena. If someone is sleeping, it's not...
60% of pedestrian accidents are at the crossroads. Because most drivers, when they make the turn...
They don't look.
Don't care and don't look. If you cross in the middle of the street, they will see you, they may toot the horn, but they're going to stop for you because they don't want to...
But you're a gazlan. You've taken away...
If you want to stay safe, you always cross the middle of the street. Never at the crossroads.
You've taken away from them the yishuv hadas.
The reason is, you look at... They changed the light system now that even when it turns red...
The walk sign
it stays red for a little while.
It depends where. It depends where.
There's an intersection, Bedford and I.
Right.
Cars are jumping through the light, even if the cop is standing right next to you. So it's like
people do a lot of crazy things. We know that. We're talking about the letter of the law. It's gezel to put yourself in to do something which takes away the yishuv hadas. Okay, let's do one more shaila. Okay, a lot of very interesting shaila running out of time. Okay, very common shaila. Very always one about this. Sick days. You're working. You're entitled to 10 sick days. Baruch Hashem, very healthy. I'm very healthy, but you know, I don't want to go to work. Can I call in sick? Are you allowed to do this? Arbelsky Paskins, they asked Arbelsky, usser. A sick day, listen to what he said. What he says, everything. Let's say, I'm just, you know, it's such a beautiful day, and I do have a cold. I do have a little bit of a cold. I do and really do feel slightly under the weather. A little bit. Am I allowed to take a sick day? Yes. Oh, but if it wasn't, let's say you ran out of sick days. Would you go to work? I would go to work. I have no choice. But so that shows that you're not really sick. Because if you're really sick, you wouldn't go to work no matter what. He says, no, then you're allowed to take a sick day. All right, so let's explain what he says. A sick day... By definition, if you have this is society. He's like, in society, companies, professional companies, not talking about private mom and pop shops. So, you're working for a real company, real firm, they have a sick day. The standard is, if you're not sick, you have to come to work. We're paying you money to work. We're paying you. If you're not sick and you don't come to work, you're a ganav. If you're really sick, that's what it's for. If you're somewhere in the middle and you want to take advantage, Belsky says it's mutter. Even though in your mind it's really taking advantage, because if it really meant a lot to you, you'd go into work, but you are really sick. You do feel uncomfortable, and you are entitled to take off time for being sick. It is acceptable. It is not something to feel guilty about to take off the day if really you have an issue. But again, if you're not sick, you're mamish a ganav. Oh, but it turns out that I work this year 10 more days than this guy. Too bad. They're paying you money. That's what you're there to do. Only when you're sick, you're exempt.
New York State gives you sick time for
That's what he's coming to define. He's coming to define in halacha.
They'll pay you for the
pay you anyway if you stay home.
Yeshiva Flatbush has a rule. If you're legitimately sick the day before a yontif of vacation or the day after, unless you bring a doctor's note, you get docked 2 days.
Right.
It's in the law because they know they're all
the shtick. They know all the shtick. So that's what a lot of the shilas today, a lot of the shilas in this book are outdated because of technology. Technology has what?
Work at home.
Technology has completely closed the gap.
Akiva Lane is one of the top technologists. He has programs. He's getting more. Yeah. There's a show from Citibank. Everything. He's up to date on the net.
The concepts are still very true, but a lot of the technical shilas, unfortunately, I mean, whatever, fortunately, not fortunately, have been caused. All right, we'll do more of this tomorrow. Mir Tzashem.